Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms through the overnight. Light north winds and lower 50s expected by daybreak. Sunshine, though, will prevail for your Wednesday. Highs reaching the lower 60s. Carbon copy heading into Thursday. Friday, lower 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Born to looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, I got to go make it happen. Take the world in a loving grace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Say that the true nature's child. We were born to be wild. We can climb so high.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. Single day singing.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees. Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't throw your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
And the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more timeless hits next on WRJN.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The purpose of a man is to love.
and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Place I love, And here I'll stay. And here I'll stay. Here I'll stay.
Come on. them both. It's there at your command. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Come on, people, now smile.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Song, very good, good being. morning. Da-da. So happy.
Local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
W-R-J-N. Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker here, bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Boss just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Did Jimmy come? got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit it into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Tennessee, help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Thought my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for
me. No sense in staying inside.
If the weather's fine and you got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
Either way.
Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. There in the road, straight ahead, the car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound that night. The crying tires, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. Well, when I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There were people standing all around. Something warm running in my eyes. But I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head and she smiled and said, hold me, darling, for a little while. I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love that I knew I would miss. But now she's gone, even though I hold her tight. I lost my love, my light, that night. Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The jury in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump is just hours away from getting instructions from the judge, says CBS's Matt Piper.
This was about 9 hours of closing arguments, which is a really long time for a jury. As for what happens next, the judge will give the jury instructions in the morning for deliberations, and then they will begin. They could come to a verdict quickly, or they could pass notes to the judge to have things repeated to them, anything over the last 6 weeks of the trial. That is what sometimes can drag deliberations on for days.
Outside the courthouse, Donald Trump Jr. said the jury shouldn't believe his father's former fixer, Michael Cohen, a key prosecution witness.
Everyone in this case is conflicted, and it hinges on one man who's not just a liar, convicted, someone who's lost his law license, has been disbarred, someone who served jail time for lying before congressional bodies.
Severe storms killed a total of 24 people over the Memorial Day weekend in 7 states. And the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis says more storms are coming.
Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana have been hard hit by storms lately. Lots of power outages, and that may only continue with more storms coming back into our forecast. So a lot of storms here. I-27 and pushing through the heart of Texas, San Antonio, I-35 to Austin, up toward Dallas and Fort Worth. High winds gusting more than 75 miles an hour. Possibility large hail is going to go hand in hand with that as well.
Major League Baseball is reportedly planning to merge Negro League statistics into its official record on Wednesday. Brian Verhasselt is the general manager of Hinchcliffe Stadium in Paterson, New Jersey, which was a Negro League ballpark and now houses a museum telling about the league.
These guys played for the love of the game. A lot of them played, you know, if not for free, for pennies on the dollar as to what the Major League Baseball guys at the time were making, and they were just as good.
A military aircraft has crashed in New Mexico. CBS's Nora O'Donnell has details.
A fighter jet crashed into a hillside and caught fire near an Air Force base in Albuquerque. Officials say the pilot of the F-35 stealth fighter was able to escape and was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The cause of the crash is under investigation.
North Korea has sent balloons to the South carrying a bizarre payload, says reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
According to South Korean reports, these balloons were carrying various kinds of trash, including manure. South Korean residents near the border were warned to avoid touching any suspicious findings, though the North had warned Sunday it planned to scatter mounds of waste paper and filth.
Local media citing military sources said more than 150 balloons have been detected. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs like the XPS 16 powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's another mission to the Titanic.
A billionaire in Ohio says he plans to take a submersible down to see the Titanic's wreckage soon, despite last year's deadly disaster. Patrick Leahy's the co-founder and CEO of Triton Submarines and says he wants to prove his $20 million subs are stronger and safer. He says they could also dive up to 4,000 meters deep, about 200 meters further than